Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I know who I play for. Today's episode is a declaration of divine backing, a reminder for anyone who's ever been misunderstood, underestimated, doubted, or dismissed, because I lived it. Being talked about, copied, overlooked, or even feared for the very light that was sent here to heal. And through it all, I've learned this one truth: God don't play about me. Let's go deeper. Let's root today's message in Psalm 91, 14 through 15. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. This is covenant language. It's not soft. It's not vague. It's the voice of divine promise. Because you love me, I will rescue you. Because you know who I am, I will protect you. When you call, I will answer. Not I might, not if they approve, not unless you messed up before. It's a knowing. And when you walk in that knowing, the noise of the world stops mattering. I've been in rooms where people smiled in my face while misjudging my name behind closed doors. I've seen folks try to diminish my presence because they couldn't figure out how I got in the room without playing by their rules. I've had seasons where I wasn't chosen, where I was overlooked, where I was labeled too much or too spiritual or too confident. And still, I kept rising because I knew something they didn't. I wasn't called by man. I was sent by God. And when God sends you, no one can block what's already written. Let me tell you, I've watched situations turn around in ways no human could orchestrate. People who tried to use me circle back in confusion when the door they thought they slammed shut turned into my promotion. Opportunities that should have taken a decade unfolding in a day. Money showing up when the math didn't math. That's not luck. That's not coincidence. That's covenant. God don't play about me. And I say that not from arrogance, but from alignment. Because I've spent the time in the silence, in the prayer, and in the refinement. So when someone misunderstands me now, I no longer feel the need to explain. Because I'm already known. Psalm 91 isn't just a comfort scripture. It's a spiritual contract. Because she loves me, I will rescue her. Because she acknowledges my name, I will protect her. She will call on me and I will answer. That's not passive language. That's divine commitment. So when I say, God don't play about me, I'm not speaking hype. I'm speaking scripture in action. Because what people didn't see in those quiet seasons was the altar I kept building in private. The moments I called out in surrender when the doors were slamming. The times I stayed in alignment when the easy thing would have been to get petty or shrink. But I loved him anyway. I trusted anyway. I kept acknowledging source even when people thought I was being extra or deep or too much. And the rescue, It came, not always in the way I expected, but always in the way I needed. Sometimes he removed me before the arrows even got released. Sometimes he let me walk through the fire, but not get burned. And sometimes he let the people who doubted me watch the table get prepared in front of them. That's covenant. That's covering. That's why I can say with a full chest, God don't play about me. Neville Goddard said, "The world is yourself pushed out." That means people can only meet you at the level you've met yourself. So when you know, truly know, that you are loved, supported, and backed by the divine, you stop entertaining energies that treat you otherwise. That's not ego. That's vibration. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote, "Faith knows it has already received and acts accordingly." So when I say, God don't play about me, I'm not hoping. I'm not begging. I'm not asking for a sign. I'm standing in the frequency that says, I'm already chosen. I'm already equipped. I'm already protected. And because I know I am covered, I don't need to control. I don't need to compete. I don't need to explain myself to people still worshiping the opinions of the crowd. When you know that source is your supply, you stop making fear your strategy. When you know that God is your promoter, you stop performing for validation. When you know that your identity is divine, you stop letting rejection shape your worth. It's not about being loud. It's about being rooted. So yes, I'll say it again for the people in the back. God don't play about me, because I don't play about my alignment. And that's the real secret. When you stop abandoning yourself, the universe stops allowing others to abandon you. Let's take a moment to reflect. I want you to take a breath. Let your shoulders drop. Let your truth rise. These are not surface level journal prompts. These are reclamation tools. So let's start with number one. Where in your life have you been explaining yourself to people who don't even know your assignment? Write the situation and then write, they don't have to understand. I am already known by source. Number two, when was the last time you felt misunderstood, underestimated, or overlooked? What did it stir in you? What did it make it mean? Now, rewrite the story as if God wrote it with you. Number three, have you been entertaining energies that don't reflect your divine value in friendships, in business, or in your own thoughts? What would shift if you only allowed what matches your anointing? Number four, what does it feel like in your own body when you say, God don't play about me? Where do you feel it land? Let that be your anchor. Number five, if you fully trusted that you were divinely backed, what decision would you stop delaying? Write it, then ask, what would the version of me who knows she covered do next? Number six, what part of you still thinks you have to earn love, favor, or protection? Sit with her, thank her for surviving, and then write, I am safe to be chosen without performance. Number seven, what does it look like to live from the knowing that God already said yes? What do you build from that place? Who do you become? Now let's move into some affirmations and a visualization. So I want you to speak this slowly and steady. And if you can't, just repeat them in your head until it speaks to you. You'll feel it move. God, don't play about me. I am seen, known, and protected. I don't have to prove what God has already approved. I walk in rooms fully covered, fully chosen. No weapon formed against me prospers. No delay denies what's already mine. I am backed by the highest authority there is. I stand in alignment, and all things align with me. God don't play about me, and neither do I. Say it again if you need to. Let it move through your chest. Let it wash away every moment you questioned your worth. Now close your eyes. We're going inward. See yourself at the edge of a stage, not one built by the world, but by spirit. The lights are dim. The crowd is quiet. But you are not here to perform. You are here to just be. You step out. No script, no mask, no need to shrink or shapeshift. Your presence is enough. Above you, a radiant light pours down. It's not harsh. It's not spotlight. It's covering. It moves with you like a veil of divine protection. As you walk, doors begin to open effortlessly. Not because you pushed, but because you aligned. Behind you, whispers fade. Doubt dissolves. Even the ones who misunderstood you are silenced by the glow of your authority. You pause. Place your hand over your heart and whisper. I don't walk alone. I don't need permission. God don't play about me. Let that knowing root into your body. Let it lead you as you rise. You don't have to shrink to be safe. You don't have to explain what God has already confirmed. And you don't have to wait for the world to recognize what heaven already anointed. You are backed. You are covered. You are chosen. Not because you said all the right things, but because you aligned, because you stayed connected, because you remembered who you really are. So the next time doubt tries to creep in, the next time rejection knocks, the next time someone misunderstands your glow or tries to dim your voice, just smile and say to yourself, God, don't play about me. Because when you know who you play for, you don't fold under pressure. You stand. Until the next time, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and above all, be rich. Rich in spirit, rich in protection, and rich in divine knowing. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.